Just a week before the U.S. presidential election, Hurricane Sandy battered huge areas of the U.S. East Coast. President Obama suspended campaigning to oversee the response.
The election will take care of itself next week. Right now, our number one priority is to make sure that we are saving lives.
As the storm eased, the president was in New Jersey with the state's Republican governor, Chris Christie. The governor, a supporter of the Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, praised Mr. Obama. Mr. Romney, in a tight race with Mr. Obama, also temporarily suspended campaigning. He urged Americans to contribute to relief efforts.
I appreciate your generosity. It's part of the American spirit, the American way to give to people who are in need.
A politician's handling of a disaster can leave a lasting mark on public perception. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina devastated the U.S. Gulf Coast. In New Orleans, levees failed, leaving communities underwater, and more than 1,800 people died. President George W. Bush flew over the area, and he praised Michael Brown, who headed the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
And Brown, you're doing a heck of a job.
The president was criticized for failing to lead a robust government response. Brown was forced to resign. Within weeks of the storm, President Bush's approval ratings dropped, in large part because of Katrina. In August 1992, President George H.W. Bush's response after Hurricane Andrew lashed the state of Florida was widely criticized as too slow. His approval ratings were already low because of the poor economy, and a few months later he lost his race for re-election. Mark Merritt is president of WIT Associates, an emergency management company that has worked with Democratic and Republican administrations. He says President Obama depoliticized the response to Hurricane Sandy.
Everybody wants to have that controversy because that sells tickets, and you don't get that in disasters. And I think the presidents that have been effective, President Clinton was probably the best, and President Obama is showing that type of leadership now, is when you put that aside, it all works out for the best. Is, you know, people want to see a strong leader. They don't want to see a politician.
Americans are so far giving Mr. Obama high marks on how he has handled Hurricane Sandy. A Washington Post ABC poll found that 78% described the president's response as excellent or good. The same poll showed two-thirds of Romney supporters also praising the president's handling of the storm. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the White House.